This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
We receive help this morning. I receive grace. I receive enablement and utterance. Jesus, I pray for your help. I pray that you help me. Help me to serve you. Help me to serve your servants, to serve your people. Help me, my Father. I bless my meditation. I pray for utterance and entrance to bring forth and fetch forth your thoughts. As we round up this meeting, I pray that you will come to us again. I'm asking for an encounter for everyone, an encounter for everyone. That there be people who have not done well in the course of this lesson. I pray that this session will encounter their heart again in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your angels and ministering spirit here. We honor you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.
Transactions. Transactional corridor. It's a transactional corridor. It's a door. It's a corridor. It's a corridor of transactions. Oh, much transactions. Much transactions. Even that would determine. That would determine end. Even a ending point. Even a landing place. A landing place. Oh, there is a landing place. There is a secret place in me. A secret place of ownership of me. Of me. And of my things. Even in this corridor of many much transactions. O beyond presto gante limunase, as in a door, and a corridor, and an ending point. And me opai so binekesia, and mina leading, and limina dealings, transactions, corridor, a corridor of much transactions. Transact well. Even for things secret. Things much secret. Even beyond this year. Wait for you. Stand ahead of you. So transact well, even for a better estate. Say the Spirit of God.
We had 9 lessons. I think the very first thing, which was very, very emphatic. It is not primarily to fetch direction. You know, it's not when you want to say, I want to marry, should I take this job? That is not the primary focus of it. The primary focus of it, it has to do with life. And it's good that we know that our initial beginning can start from there. Because some believers don't know how to follow leading and dealing. Some believers still don't know personally that one of the things that you have as a believer is your ability to be led, even on choices. But however, we know that when we are talking about leading and dealing, you know, and direction of the Spirit, it doesn't only have to do with, should I go or should I not go? Should I eat? Should I not eat? Should I do this? You know, it's not only about that. If that is all is about that, then we are not discerning the Holy Ghost. How will the third person in the Godhead be living inside of you and I? And the only thing you can think that the Holy Ghost wants to tell you is who you will marry and when you will marry. If the second person in the Godhead was able to save, then what is the work of the third person in the Godhead? Do you think it's a joke thing? I believe in the last lesson, we saw the transaction that brought about the Holy Ghost to us. So primarily, the leading and dealing of the Spirit is to initiate me and you into life in the Spirit. And what is the essence? To set you free, to overcome, to reign. You know, these three things, in the garden, it was more of reign. The instruction was dominion, right? But you see that there are two works by the result of the fall that must now happen to us. They need to first of all set us free. They need to cause us to what? Overcome. They now cause us to what? Reign. So you see, the issue of reigning and dominion, it looks like he suffered a setback. It means that there were processes that must be done, you know, for us to come to that place. But when you say set free, you wonder, you know, people say, I'm not under bondage. If the life of the Spirit cannot see find expression totally in me, it means something is having me. Now, bondage is not that, you know when you see Ogunaye, maybe things are not working well in your life. You say, the real Ogunaye is the ability of the life of God not to prosper in me. Ogunaye, for an instance, when you see yourself display anger, you are under a bondage. It's good we know. That means there's something else that is allowing you display excessively an emotion that you can't even manage. You know when they say bondage? Bondage means things that hold us. And last week, one of the things that the Lord helped us to x-ray is the cause of this world. To see that there is a cause. That actually, that world is a learning. It's not just a learning that you are doing. It's a learning that has held us spellbound. I mean, when they say somebody was held spellbound, have you watched those movies that when a guy sees a girl, and spellbound. And then even a car is coming, he doesn't know. Something has held you spellbound. That is how many of us have been held spellbound by this world. You cannot make progress. You are just stuck. You know, there's a spellbound. It's a spell. This world has a spell. It's a spell, for an instance, when worry will hold you bound. You know, it's a spell. Has it happened to you in seasons of your life where you are worrying? You know the word of God, of Jesus, that says, therefore do not worry. But you can't stop worrying. It's a spell that has held us. It's a spell that will not make you believe God's word. It's a spell that will make you see the reality of what is outside of you. It's a spell. So the essence of leading and dealing is to deliver. Say, deliver us from spell. This world is not only teaching us. It has a spell. It's casting on us. It has a bewitchment. You know, we've seen bewitchment as remote control. Actually, there are things that they are controlling in us. Sure, you know, one of the things in marriage and relationships is that the real enemy of your marriage is not your uncle or your auntie. It's actually the adversary. You know, his foot soldier, the people he uses is you and yourself against your spouse. He will just press the button, autopilot, press it like this, and then you just see yourself activate. You don't know that when husband and wife are having arguments, they are pressing their button. Somebody is pressing the button. He's pressing the other person's button. The button of react, the button of response, the button of, oh yeah, defend, the button of offend. You know, it's just pressing. And Satan has a field day in our lives. And those buttons are his things. You know, malice, unforgiveness, bitterness, strife are not the things of God. They are his things. He knows them, he sees it, and he knows that, okay, I'll just press this. I know the trigger. I say trigger. He knows the trigger to trigger us. You know, even in the works of the flesh, Satan has trigger. You don't know? You think you have been delivered. All I need to do is to just spray some thought. Phew. You just bring some pictures to your mind and you find yourself. So he's a master. You know, one of the pictures I always have of Satan, I think some years back, is that, you know, have you watched all those puppets? When we are young, you saw those people, when you go to an amusement park, there'll be one person underneath that is pulling the puppet. But you see the puppet doing like, But the real person, gang, is unseen. Me and you, actually puppet in his hands. Now, the thing that we break, say break, it is the leading and dealing of the Spirit. You know, one of the things we looked at the beginning was introduction to understanding human frame and entity. We looked at lesson one to say that the primary purpose that man was created was that man can express God's thoughts, God's intent, and what? God's purpose. But another person is using man to express his thoughts. Look at us now. Take an audit of your life. In a day, how many thoughts of God do you express? Audit your life. Be sincere and audit your life. The reason why they made you and I was to express his thoughts and his intent. But another man is actually having filled with. And one of the things that, you know, when we say we have understanding is when we can begin to, you know, understand this purpose and begin to take steps to align for God's intention to come to pass. If you are going to talk about the leading and dealing of spirit, one of the things we must understand well is the frame of man. Man is what? Spirit that has a what? Soul that lives where? Please, this information or this understanding, if you don't understand it, you cannot prosper with salvation. Even fetish people know that a man, they will say they are calling somebody spirit. Even fallen knowledge knows that man is not only man. If a believer doesn't know that information, that believer, I don't know what you will know. Eastern religion, they know it. Our own African juju religion is an information that is known about man. Man is primarily what? Spirit. Say, I am spirit. You see, this is our body. This is the address where we are. But there's another address that we have. God's people, please know it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you what? Holy. And what? I pray that your what? All spirit and what? All soul. You know, it's all. And your whole what? Body be preserved blameless on the coming of the... You see, we can use sessions to teach each entity. Because you know that when you talk about body, this body is not just what you touch. There are laws that govern this body. You know, one of the thoughts I saw that even Satan is amazed at the soul. Me and you do not know soul. Ecclesiastes 3:11, chapter 5, verse. He said he has put eternity in the souls of men. Jesus was speaking that what can a man give in exchange of his soul? It means that, he said, if he gained the whole world, what does it profit a man? It means the whole world, the soul can take the whole world and still ask for more. That's what Jesus was saying. A soul can have the whole world and still be lost. It means that the whole world cannot fill the soul. You see, there's an hunger. There's a test that the only thing that can satisfy in the soul of man is God. And that's why I'm telling you, billionaires, people that have done achievement, they will do one achievement, they will see they are not yet satisfied. They will do this one, they will say they are not yet satisfied. Many of them will conquer the business world. They will now go to humanity. They say that Oda Ekwe is not only business. They now start giving out their wealth. They will begin to say maybe the satisfaction will come from what? Doing that to humanity. But yet, it is only God. Even Satan knows that he cannot satisfy his soul. You know, it was at the fall that Satan could enter the soul of man. When he entered the soul of man, Satan was confused. I'm sure he saw mind. He saw hearts. He saw conscience. He saw will. He saw thoughts. He saw emotions. Where will I even start work? 6,000 years, Satan has not raised a man or sin. So to let you know that the soul, you know, was designed to be led. You know, when I think about the soul, one of the thoughts that comes strongly to my heart that I feel that there are linings and wires that make the soul. Say sound and light. You know why I say sound and light? Because the soul is raised by voices and light. Now, light does not mean this light. Light can be darkness. There are some things when you think about the soul, they are compartments. So when it comes about leading, it is in the soul. God's people, don't joke with your soul. Your soul is more than what you think. How do I know? Look at it now. Have there been times in your life that you feel that something will kill you? As in, you feel that your life is finished. And then you come to that place that Satan has tell you that's the end of your life. And the soul is still standing gidigba. He has not died though. Even you must wonder at yourself. When they say wonder, look within yourself and know that you are a wonder. So when they say you are a wonder of what you can take. You are a wonder of what you can become. When you hear things like, you know, a few mentally ascended people, they will say that you are what you think. Those people are touching shades of understanding the soul. This frame of man is very deep. And let me tell you, we are the ones that don't know the cost of our soul. The cost of your soul, some people is BlackBerry phone. To buy your soul, hey, Loni. You know, they say every man has a price. Say, what is your own? Okay, 1 million naira. The cost of your soul is a position and a role. And then Satan will say, just give me your soul. What Satan has always wanted is to actually get the soul of men. that has always been to get your soul. He was able to get the spirit through one man. Sin entered and killed the spirit. But then, to get the soul, even after killing the spirit of man, he did not get the soul of Adam and Eve. He did labor. He had to come to the door. He said, sin lieth at your door. That door is it all to the soul. He was now knocking, knocking, knocking. So the soul was actually designed to be led. The soul was also designed to be led by voices. When they said in the garden that the voice of the Lord was walking, is to lead you, to lead me and you. You see, at the fall, what happened to us? When they say the fall, man died. Man died though, but man lived. Man died in a world, but man began to live in another world. And man began to listen to hear, say voices. When Adam and Eve, after sinning, he went to carry leaf away. The man that named the leaf, but the Lord knew that there had to be blood. You see that intervention, God had to come to, otherwise, you see that separation, because the spirit, soul, and body, they were made to function as one. What the fall did was to cause disjointment. That thing that happened to man was not created to be disjointed. If God had not intervened, you see, when the spirit died, the soul was staggering to destruction. What God did was to put a place where, okay, the soul can function alone without the spirit, because the soul was in confusion. The soul was in confusion because the spirit that was supposed to be leading it was dead. The intervention at that garden was a soul can continue to at least have an existence even when the spirit of man was dead. So that existence was to allow the place of salvation. And that's why, for an instance, when three of them are not working together, you have a dysfunctional man. You see, every unbeliever is dysfunctional. No matter how good you say the person is, I put it to you that every unbeliever with dead spirit is dysfunctional. It is dysfunctional because that being does not have direction. It does not know how to go back to God. Our functionality is ability to journey to God. Now, one of the things Satan did and removed is ability for a soul to journey to even know God. So when you see unbelievers, there's a dysfunctionality. Now, have you seen a soul that's also dead? You know, a soul does not die easily. That's why where they put souls that we know she is lake. And even the dying of a spirit, only God knows when the spirit of man dies. I was trying to say that, you know, the mind is in the soul. Have you seen somebody who has mind issues? Does the person function normally? No. It will tell you that there's a dysfunctionality. A person who has mental issues is a person where there's a disconnect between the spirit, soul, and body. See, this is our body. It follows where either the spirit or the soul leads it. So somebody who has mental health issues, even his body cannot follow. Praise the name of Jesus. The same thing with the body. If something happens to a body, they'll say the body is in coma. Why? That body cannot sustain. You know what brings about death in accident or something? It's because the body cannot longer sustain the spirit and the soul. At that instance, the spirit and the soul, they leave the body. Because the body is a case. This earth is a earth of case. They need to have case. Even God does not break that principle. That's why Jesus has to come in the flesh. The principle of being able to live, you need this. You see all those things of spirit, it is an unlawful thing for a spirit being who doesn't believe to begin to do things of human beings. It is unlawful. There's so many doctrine of demon that is propagated. Like Abiku. You probably believe it, that is true. It's doctrine of demon. Because when it comes to the place of the body, in the Holy Ghost is a custodian of bodies. Even demonic manipulation, they need bodies. So where leading is done is in the soul, praise God. So at new birth, what happened was that we were quickened. We were quickened in our spirit, but however, our soul still needed to journey. Lesson 2, fundamentals of leading of the spirit. One of the things that is very fundamental is the leading of the spirit is that God is spirit. Therefore, anyone that relates with him must relate him in spirit and what? In truth. Now, when you talk about the soul of a man, we said it already that is the soul where leading takes place. Our spirit man is quick. The spirit man of a believer always follows the Holy Ghost. You know, at new birth, the Holy Ghost came to dwell inside of us. The agent of working salvation in any born again Christian was the Holy Ghost. He was the one that brought about the quickening, and he used the properties of Christ. He said, you are the quickened. So what they do to the spirits of a man is to quicken it. Now, what is quickened is not the dead human spirit. Every child is born with an human spirit. But as a child grows, at a point, that human spirit dies. All this thing is in scripture.
But what happens at new birth is that we are quickened. Say quickened. You see, we are not quickened back to your former spirit. You are quickened with the properties of Christ. When I'm telling you that man is spirit, the spirit I'm saying man is not the spirit of from the beginning. It's the spirit that was created with the properties of Christ. See, every born again has the Holy Ghost inside of him. Now, what we now say, speaking in tongues, those things, they call it evidence of baptism of the Holy Ghost. That evidence is firstly even for you to know that there's a being inside of you. It's firstly to know that you have not experienced the real one. If you jam the Holy Ghost, nobody will train you anything. When the Holy Ghost rises from the within, they know they train the tongue. You open up your mouth and it will feel it. You see, how you know that your spirit is living? Open your mouth and let your spirit man begin to find expression. Have you not spoke some tongues? And even you yourself, you are wondering that, excuse me, is it still what you wear? Have you not done some things like that? Have you not had some boldness and audacity to know that, there's another being that is sounding inside of you? We have sound though. You have a temple. Forget it. When you go to Amadio and you are hearing, hey, Shango, inside of you, Gangani temple. Inside of you, ordination, divination is taking place. It's because you don't know it. It's because you have not known that you are to be feared. You see why you will see one person and you are feared? It's because you don't know who you are. You don't even know what you are. You don't know where you stand. When they say you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, you see that seated is your spirit. Where your spirit is seated, there's an address of your spirit man. You see, your spirit man is not fearful. Your spirit man, he does not shake. Your spirit man, he has a component of Christ. It is working inside of you. Even the understanding of the quickened spirit enough is enough to handle some demonic manipulation. The reason why demon will manipulate you is because you don't know the address of your spirit. The spirits know you don't know. Therefore, they ride on your ignorance. When you know the address, that even your spirit man alone can undo some things. But in terms of leading, because where our spirit is seated, our soul is not seated there. You know, when some people bring some ideology, my body is not the one, I am seated in heavenly places, I'm not committing fornication, be deceiving yourself. It shows that you are not mentally sound. You are very dysfunctional because your spirit, your soul, is it not you? So why are you not taking ownership of what your body is doing? It's denial of the real issues. So what's leading of the spirit is the fact that the soul is the seat of the expression of man's personality. You know, it is not saved yet. The true state of it, they said, you are darkness. We are darkness because the reason we do many things we do is because we don't have understanding. We just know that because we don't have light. And that is where they give leading. Now, primarily, God in his wisdom, one of the things he has done, for an instance, for outward leading. If you don't know leading, you have scripture. Some people say, I want to hear God. You know, when people get born again and you are doing counseling, I want to be hearing God. That's not where you start from. You start from scripture. You must hear God in scripture. You must be able to read scripture and obey what scripture says. Don't start looking for strange voices. You don't. You must hear God from instruction of authority that you are placed under. Not only spiritual authority, even set authority. You are a child. They cannot give you instruction. And you say you want a spirit to speak to you. So our leading, God, even before you come to a place where you can actually come to that inward witness, God has already made provision of external and outward witnesses so that you can judge wrong spirits and not be vulnerable. Now, one of the things he does in our soul is to give us ability to live the fullness of Christ's life while here on earth. And it is progressive. The reason for leading in our soul is to live. Say live. He said, man shall live. Man was born to live. Our soul was born to live and not to die. Can we stop dying? You see, what dealing and leading does is to teach us how to live. Satan through leading taught men to die. He has used the curse of this world. Check it out. Look at the mindset, even the program of when a man is born, a man grows, you live, you born, you get a job, you born your children, you see your grandchildren, and you die. Man plan for death. You don't plan to live. You know, in the order of our life, as we are aging, we are living. Abraham at 90, Abraham at 100. You know that our order. And that's why sometimes our blossoming in the natural life, sometimes it takes time. It takes time because we know they rush them all. You don't understand? We know they rush them. We don't rush out of this and then we come to a place where we are just thinking the thought of death. So God puts leading in our soul so that we can live the life of Christ fully on earth. And there are many misconceptions about leading and dealing of the Spirit that believers must avoid. Number one, people feel that you must be an expert in scripture for you to possess deep knowledge, for you to be led, is a lie. It's not true that you must know scripture, you must be yearning, is a lie. That's not true. You know, you don't need to have possession of knowledge. What happened to you at new birth actually initiates you and gives you the ability to be led. If you are not being led, it's because you are ignorant. Another thing is that a believer ought not to be possessed. A demon will want to possess a spirit that is seated in Christ. Demons only possess dead things. They don't possess living things. They won't possess things that have life. A believer may be influenced or afflicted, but a believer ought not. Fully can bring you to a place where possession of your spirit can be taken over. No evil spirit can lead you, a believer. And then some people believe that it's only prophet and ministry gifts that lead you, that you have to go and submit it to a prophet, you know. Just, you know, you are going for divination. You see, when it comes to inward witness, ministers and people around you, they confirm. You know, this thing that they will tell you that somebody is the one doing you. They use 419 to put people under bewitchment. They'll just come and meet you. Ah, my sister. Ah, I can see that there's a door. There's a job you are going for. There's a this. And they will tell you. And you know, it's correlated. Because you know, in the realm of the spirit, there's information. Information day. They'll just download. The next thing, they'll just say, oh yeah. And to get it, you need to go home and get all your money. Believers have been ensnared. You know what ensnared? There's a lust. Some of us, we claim we are believers, but the spirit of divination has not left us. When I say divination, as in Babalawo, the thing that our forefathers is still there. If anybody uses a word, they confirm what the Lord has spoken to you. And even if it's not a confirmation, you watch it now. You watch it. But many times, I have seen personally, that many times when words are given to you, many times it buttresses what the Lord has told you. You might not have believed it. Sometimes those words are to reaffirm to you. That's how it happens. So for those of us that you still have talisman, you know, you still have people that you still go to say, hey, Joe, I want to take up this new job. Some of us, our parents do it. They'll tell us, give me the name of the person you want to marry. They want to look at it, boy or not that. Whether the road is free. You know, some of us, we have not done our Christianity to know that you yourself, you are a prophet to that house. They've not known you. They've not known that it's me that should be helping you check the matter. You have not lived a life to show that you are a man of the spirit. You have not lived a life to show that you could perceive. You know, when issues happen in the house, you have not been able to say that, wait, let me pray about it. You have not lived a life that they know that they should fear you. No, there are some things that they should know that there's a working of spirit inside. That's why they will tell you, yeah, Morukawa. Because you yourself, gone, they don't know that you are your bad divination. Your daddy and your parents have not told you that they want to do something. Say, daddy, please, I have a check in my spirit. Can I pray about it with you? So it's not only that. And also, we must know that at new birth, we actually receive the ability to be led. We receive the ability to be led by the Spirit of God. Then lesson three, we looked at dealing and leading the soul for the saving of the soul. We must know that when it also comes to leading and dealing, it's a lifelong journey that every believer must commit to. We must all what? Commit to. And it is important that when the Lord is leading us, you know, we must understand that spiritual growth also brings greater clarity. The more you grow, the more your leading and dealing becomes sharp. Yes or no? It is yes. So, are there no times when you were so led that you knew that it is true? But when you grew, even you yourself, you looked at that, your decision. One area me I know that has happened to many people is people maybe in their 100 level, they felt they were led to a brother or a sister. As they are going, their body is doing reggae. And they are saying, your husband. Then when you get to 300 or 400 level, you now wonder that what was leading me? Because when you see, our work does not correlate. Maturity has happened to you. Growth has happened to you. You now see the reason why you must submit your leading. Because sometimes when you are led and you bring it before somebody who has used things over time, And they say, wait, you know that, drop it. They just say, drop it, because they know that it's a real money. You know, child's play. You know, child's play? When children are praying, pam, you know that, oh, this one, don't worry. Or they'll tell you to wait. Wait is for you to grow. Now, one of the things I want to say is that how will we do well in terms of growth and picking leading is belonging to a local, not global assembly, not virtual assembly, not an internet assembly, not international assembly. Say local. Local. Oh, local. It's localized to your location. You must belong to a local assembly. You see, people don't do well when you don't belong to a church. You don't belong to a church. One of the things that fine-tunes leading and dealing is belonging to a local assembly. You don't understand? I know how church has bettered me. I know how being under a local assembly has helped me to become beautiful with leading and dealing. You know, there's some leading and dealing. Even self, when you see the company of brethren you are surrounded with, I want to go roll. This one, our two bante. This one is from the pit of hell. You don't understand? You know that is a lie. So belonging to a local assembly, say among us. You must be among us. And when I say belonging to a local assembly, it's not the local assembly that immediately, grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Spirit, off you go in the name of Jesus. That's not belonging. Belonging is you being known in the church, making relationships in the church, belonging to your local assembly, having interaction, then also having shepherd and sheep relationships. Those are the things that makes us better with leading and dealing. By instruction, some leading and dealing becomes clear. You know, a true shepherd can discern your state and your soul and give you proper oversight. And you must know that in a local assembly, there are different measures of leadership that is set. And you must be able to apply yourself to it. You know, because every genuine leading of the Spirit will never isolate a believer from the structure and covering of a spiritual protocol of the local assembly. Any leading that will take you out of the spiritual protocol of your assembly is not genuine. It's not genuine at all. You know, it would be a strange leading for a married person to say that I'm led to leave my spouse. Have you heard people that they say that the prophet told them that their wife is a witch? Believer propagating that. And we must also know that just like leading and dealing is in the spirit, spiritual growth and maturity is measured in the soul, not in the spirit. That's where we measure growth. Where we grow is in the soul. You know, there's no small Holy Ghost. You know, you see our children, the same Holy Ghost that is inside of me is the same Holy Ghost inside of them, in their spirit. Honestly, that's why we should respect the Godhead. They can condescend, they can reduce their essence in a person, but it's the same person. So the leading of the Spirit is designed to birth, cultivate, culture, and form nature and character of God within our soul. And you know, in the soul, one thing, I think this lesson, I remember Pastor Prince was saying that every soul has varying degrees of darkness. Darkness and wickedness. You see, there's a soul cometer. That if they measure wicked cometer and darkness cometer, it varies in me and you. Oyato, oyato. There's some things you have used over time. When you use some attitude or habit over time, it becomes nature. So somebody who has used it once, you can't compare with yourself. You have used it for how many years? You see, some of the use that some of us are even using, they've passed a baton from your fathers and fathers. That's why some nature, they tarry in going. Because nobody you start to use them. They have been using it maybe 6 generations from yourself. And you continue the usage. Have you heard some men that they will say that, this one, no, okorilada, shongo, when they're talking about the person's temper. You know, see some people, they say, bye-bye, Elofijo. You see, they are just telling you, you know, and some of us, we glory in it. And when they are giving some people the oriki, you know, there's some oriki you need to look at. And you know, when they start saying all those eulogy, you don't see yourself. Something is rising inside of you. That thing is just a confirmation of nature. It's just telling you that Ishe won't be you. Darkness is the one sounding. What you do is that you are endorsing a nature and you are glorifying it. See the things they need to lead us away from. Things they need to lead us away from. Some of us, we don't even know what is worrying us. Why we need leading? We don't even know why we are doing what you are doing. Even yourself, go here. There are natures that it is the Holy Ghost that we know that, bye-bye. Bye-bye. You understand? This is where you take. You know, put measure. For instance, wisdom of a local assembly, wisdom of family can break some leading. Why are we led? Because we have been led astray. For instance, if you are in a home, some ordinary instruction that they give you. You know, somebody that has maybe a nature of wakago. You know, some people that they don't know how to sit down. And you are in a house, and person say, in this house, so by 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock latest, everybody must come. And if you are going out, you need to let me know. You know that it will become weariness to you. And then when you now have wisdom to begin to obey that instruction, you will stay there. You will battle with, I want to go. They don't allow somebody going down. They are very kirika, kirika. They are want to control people. They want to kirika. Am I not an adult? When, even with all your, you still obey that instruction. Give yourself 3 years. You will know when that nature will go away. You look at yourself that on a Saturday morning, in fact, they have even given you permission to go out, but you are wondering that, I don't want to go. You see, that was a dealing. You know that was a dealing. They have dealt with you to a place where your soul does not that. Where am I even going to? So you can see how God helps us. So I was saying that there are different measures of darkness in the soul. You know, darkness cometer, some people is 100%, some people is 1 billion percent. You know, some people wicked cometer. And wickedness is not that you are killing a person. Wickedness is when you cannot follow God. Wickedness is when you cannot obey a life. Wickedness has to do with life. Oh. It's life matter. When you cannot do obedience for life, you are a wicked fool. How do you know? When Jesus was rebuking that unfaithful servant, he didn't kill anybody. And they called him wicked. So it varies in different souls. That's why you cannot use your leading for another person. It's only God that knows the depth of darkness in the soul. And that's why you say, oh, come on, this is happening to me. It's happening because of your wicked cometer. Your darkness cometer. They need to spell up your own. The coal, maybe it is 10. They need to increase it, double it. Say increase the fire. Because they need to burn off some things out of you. Then some common pitfalls in following the dealings and leading of the spirit. One of the things is seeking spectacular guidance through dreams, vision, prophecy, tongues and interpretation, miracles, signs and wonders. Now, God may occasionally use this, but it is both wrong and unscriptural to rely on them. And we should not seek it. Some of us, we seek it so much. You know that the realm of dreams can be manipulated. Your activity in a day can give you dream. Oh, do you know that? How you spent your day. If you spent your day flying and doing many things, don't be surprised when you are flying. If you spent your day eating, or maybe you were hungry throughout the day, don't be surprised when you dream of food. You know, Ken Hagin said, when you wake up and that dream, you check in your spirit. You don't have any understanding. You should leave it. You don't now begin to order your life. I know people who have dreamt that somebody was the one doing them and they began to walk in offense towards that person. Dreams can be manipulated, God's people. Do God sometimes use it? Yes. The same way with interpretation of tongues and all that. I said these things, they only confirm what God has spoken to us. What has led the believer astray in these present times is a lot of those signs and wonders. The reason why some believers are in bondage is because they saw maybe a prophet display a sign and wonder and they followed the prophet. They followed the prophet. Even right from the days of the Old Testament, that you display sign and remember, it's not a validation that you're a prophet of God. Magicians can do that. They did it during Moses' time. That you display that you can concoct things is nothing. You see, a demon can turn this green to blue. Yes, me and you will be seeing blue. But it's false. So it can be manipulated. You know, fallen spirit can manipulate anything created. So under the New Testament, believers are to be chiefly led by the inward witness of what? The Holy Ghost. You see, that inward witness, it comes from a place where we know that you must be spirit conscious. You must be aware that there's a life, there's a being within us. You must know that inside of you, I have the Holy Ghost. Inside of me, there's my spirit. It's how God has ordained for a believer to be led. You see, any other spectacular must align with inward witness. Because anything you do outside faith is sin. You know, our inward witness, where it's residing on, is faith. It's our belief. So we must know that we must align ourselves to a place where we can be so much aware of leading and dealing that is within us. Now, how do we ensure that we don't fall to this pitfall? Make sure that, for an instance, you give attention to reading. studying the word of God. When a leading is outside the standard and the word of God, you don't even consider it. A married man, say you are being led to leave your wife. You are being led to do some things that are anti-charity. It's not leading. When we read scripture, we begin to know the person of God. There are some things that you know that this doesn't sound like God. This doesn't sound like the Lord. Giving attention to reading, ensuring you are reading materials. In the course of this lesson, the expectation will be that many of us have consumed How to Be Led by the Spirit by Kenneth Hagin. You don't need to be told to do that. Because some things that we say is because you don't know it. You must also learn to pray. Pray with tongues. Pray in the spirit. You know, many of us, the only time we pray in tongues is when we are in church. They say, let us pray. But you have not had times of being able to pray, not because you are looking for a matter, just because you want to exercise yourself. You want to even hear how you are sounding. I say it is wrong for a believer that started with ba, 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 ba 10 years ago in baptism of the Holy Ghost. When you are praying, it's only mba, 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 kilode. That your ba is even an incomplete phrase. When will you complete the sentence? Where will a Goshen break out of you? Exercise me. The way you do bodily exercise, you exercise your spirit. You are bored. Hey, go and be speaking in tongues and see if you are bored. You try it now. You try it and see if boredom will not disappear. Many of us, we are weak. We cannot even pray. We cannot pray. A believer cannot pray 20 or 30 minutes without being distracted. On a stretch, oh, nobody is pursuing you. Just you and you alone. You cannot even have that conversation. It's a problem. It's a problem. Oh, it's a problem. Oh. Better start addressing the problem. When something is a problem, address it. If you have never done a personal night vigil, where you can just say that, me, I want to just pray. It's not that one year is doing me. I just want to spend time with the Lord. David said it now. He said, early in the morning, I'll wake up. Late in the night, he'll hear my voices. So praying, then also checking it out with, you know, authority that has been set over us. Then five, how can you be led by the Spirit? I talked about the Holy Ghost living inside of you and I. Now, I think this lesson five was also to tell us the different ways we get inward, you know, witness. And many of us don't even understand the voice of the Holy Ghost. The voice of the Holy Ghost is mostly authoritative. The Holy Ghost is not a talkative. The Holy Ghost is different from our spirit. Our spirit, many times, is that still small voice. But the voice of the Holy Ghost is also there. But the Holy Ghost puts leading in our spirit. And it's from our spirit that we what? That leading comes into what? Our soul. Now, even in leading and waiting, you know, for direction, many times, you know, I mean, this lesson talks about how we can get prompted by the Holy Ghost. You can find restraint in your spirit. Many of us don't know all these things. Sometimes you have a prompting. Sometimes you have respect. Sometimes you have a spur. Sometimes you have a check. All these things are things that me and you must be comfortable with. Many times, many of us, we have check. Sometimes we have a restraint. We don't know how to follow it because there's a dullness that we have. We don't understand that you are primarily a spirit being. You know, sometimes you might have an impression in your spirit. Sometimes it might come as a picture. You are checking, you are inquiring that what is this thing for? Sometimes you might hear a word. You might hear a word that this one, you just wonder. And then you are just praying that what is this thing for? You know, we must come to a place where we can pick. You know, we can pick all of these things that the Holy Ghost bets in our spirit. And we must also know that sometimes other ways the Holy Ghost can communicate to us is also through perception. You know, you can have perception. You can have feeling of joy. So, you know, sometimes you might have some feeling of joy, unexplainable. Sometimes you might just have compassion flow towards someone. No, sometimes you might also have, you know, checks. You might just have an hunch on a matter. Sisters, you see this I'm saying? One of the feminine expressions is that we are dead with it. One thing a sister has, let me tell you. Do you know that thing that a sister will pass with another sister and say, they are talking about me. They didn't do as if they were talking about you, but you can pick it out. It was my matter they were talking about. That thing is a falling expression of being able to perceive the things of the spirit. And true, they were talking about you. You see how Satan has manipulated it. You cannot pick unching and leading of the spirit like that. But you can pick when they are doing gossip about you. And that is what you can pick. The enemy has done this. In the feminine expression. And that's why a man should learn to listen to his wife. You know, sometimes a woman knows things. She doesn't have evidence, so she just knows. She just knows it. A wise man will listen. That this woman, let me listen to this one. Oh, yeah. Because a woman's soul is prone to leading. A woman's soul is prone to pick things. So many of us, you can know when gossip is going on, when malice is going on. You can pick anger. You have never picked leading and dealing of the spirit. You have never picked obedience. It's also that Satan has manipulated that expression. And then lesson 6, understanding the leading and dealing of the spirit. We have said that one of the things that God wants to use leading and dealing for is to lead us. And we said objective leading, and there's what? Subjective leading. Objective leading means there's an object in view. Maybe a decision to take. There's something that you actually need direction. Objective leading, many times you are the one that choose to wait. We see that all over scripture, how people were led through, even in the life of our Lord Jesus, they're led in the light of the apostles. We see that many times, the thing that many of us have related with, you know, is that objective leading, where there's an end in mind. So objective leading is initiated by the sovereign counsel of God. Not be you walk, not be you think. Not be you the runner. In subjective leading, you are the object, ganga. In objective leading, other things may be object. Maybe something needs to be done. But in subjective leading, you are the object of attention. And what God wants to use it for is to work out salvation. And there were various ways of subjective leading. We see it in the Bible. Most of the patriarchs, they were subjected. Is it the dealing of Isaac? So as you are reading all those things, know that they were subjecting them. Is it Joseph? See what he was subjected to. So those things are beyond you. Can I say something, God's people? The family we are born to, now subjective leading. Please, know it and know peace. You know, some of us that say, I wish I was ever born into this family. You are talking hogwash. They subjected you. That family, ganga, is the best for your soul. You know, some of us, I wish I was born in abroad. Some of us, some situations that happened around your birth, subjective leading. That your mother met your father, subjective leading. You see, subjective leading, you don't have an impute. They did not consult you. They only orchestrated sovereign counsel. Sometimes, subjective leading, even in church, in your local assembly, now subjective leading. Your unit head, now subjective leading. All manners of shade. You see, because God is a master of weaving subjective leading. Some of us, our mind, I want to marry. You come and say, Mama, I'm led. Even in that, you're leading. Subjective leading, there in front for you. Because you know why it's subjective? You never know what is in the soul of the sister now. Now only God know him. It is when they lead you there, they will not subject you. Oh yeah, you shut here. That you don't know that you thought you were the one waiting. I'm checking in my spirit. It's conviction. Be looking. When sister begins to bring out things, you know, hey, I know, no. Then you know that now real subjective leading. Some of our children, did you will your children to come? Is it not just sperm and ova that you supplied? Some of our children now subjective leading, parenting by subjection. You know you cannot throw and kill your child. At that instant, you know that what is in view is salvation. Salvation song is what you'll be singing because you know that this one, he passed my power. Even some of us, where we work, the colleagues you have, when you were going to work in your place, did you know that you have some colleagues that are a pain? Did you know? God's people, you and I cannot be wiser than God. God always catches a man in his folly. Even when you think that, oh, you know, you have judged some leading, they wait for you. They are competent saviors. They know your soul. They know how to package it because they want salvation. And look at the patriarch. That was their life, oh. Joseph, Isaac, see all their life. Subjective leading. When Jesus was talking to Peter, he said, when you grow up, another one will lead you. Holy Spirit has an opinion and judgment on every matter, and we must know this. And he will lead us and guide us in whatever way he wants to. Now, one of the core of this lesson was the fact of suffering. It's a core subject of subjective leading. But what Satan has meant suffering to mean is lack, misfortune, disadvantage. However, suffering is God's blessing. For any man that will enter glory, he will need to suffer. Suffering is simply when a soul is compelled or guided and dealt with to expose the nature of sin within. That's suffering. When they say Jesus was talking to John, he said, suffer ye to be so. When they say suffer ye, that means you are letting another way. Suffering is when your way don't happen. Suffering is not when you don't have food in your stomach. Suffering is not when you don't have this, you don't have that. It's when you are allowing the will and the way of God. That is suffering. The book of our Lord, he said he learned obedience by the things he did what? Was Jesus hungry? Was Jesus naked? No, but he learned obedience by allowing the Lord. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. So suffering is anytime the Lord doesn't allow our ways, then it is what? Suffering. Because however, we put up a resistance. One of the things that they do, because suffering reveals what is inside. And think one of the end of this lesson was in Deuteronomy 8. He said the essence of subjectivity is to prove. And why they suffer is to prove what is in your heart. To correct believers' thought and way, to teach us how to worship and serve God. The essence of that wilderness experience, Deuteronomy 8 captures it correctly. He said he suffered them this in the wilderness to prove what is in their heart, that they may worship and serve the Lord. Amen. You cannot say you want to be subject and you want to have your way. You cannot come to a place where you are led well or you are dealt with well if it is about your way. Because remember at the beginning, we have said our problem is ways. Our problem is the buttons that Satan has put inside of us because we have been led astray. So one thing that subjective leading carries is ways. In suffering, sometimes some things are denied us. It's not because they are not giving you. It's because they know that some things will continue to fuel that you're lost. And God is a master of it. So a lot of believers, when they say suffer, suffer. No, suffering is not that you are in sickness. Oh. No. You need good health to even to obey God. You need to be alive. Because you know that Satan is a wicked Satan. Satan can want to cut off a life so that a life will not prosper in salvation. It is only in earth that we are suffering. In heaven, everybody is loving. You see that malice and all those things, we need it to grow. Then learning to follow the leading of the Spirit, lesson 8. And I think one of the trust of these things is that there are some things that, you know, that will help us in following the leading of the Spirit and help our soul to be trained. Say trained. In conclusion, what that was emphasized in that lesson was the place of the Word of God, the place of meditating on the Word of God, the place of practicing the Word of God, the place of instantly obeying and praying in the Spirit. Those are the things that you can learn. You can learn to follow, but you cannot prosper well in the Spirit when you don't put yourself and engage in the Word of God. I want to be led. I want to be led. You are not reading your Bible. I want to be led. I want to be led. You don't know how to meditate on the Word of God. I want to be led. I want to be led. You don't know how to practice what you are reading. I want to be led. I want to be led. You don't know how to pray. Many of us, we look for big revelation that they just give you this mountain so that you can take. But yet, the small pothole they have put inside of you, you have not obeyed it. You are asking for a mountain. Gutter that is in front of you to just cross. Yes, you want to go and climb the mountains. There are steps, but they are the things that make you sound. So that our leading will be sound. Then checks and balances. We said that our spirit is perfect and sealed. It's our soul that leading is put into. Now, one of the few things that I think was emphasized mostly last week, sincerity of heart. If you want to be soul led, be sincere. You know, there are people that come for counseling and they come with a lot of stories. You first of all use 1 hour to first unbundle the lies from the truth. Who are you deceiving? Many of us are like that with the Lord. And you know, that thing amazes me because even in our communion and talking to the Lord, God that sees the heart of every man and Satan that is seeing you, who are you deceiving? That's deception congealed. So we must learn to be sincere. We must learn to also have patience. You see, that's now leading and dealing. Some people know how to cook up things for themselves. You know, some people know how to arrange themselves. Where I want to grow, I want to grow. It's good to desire to grow. But in your desire to grow, don't arrange leading. I want to go and live with a pastor so that. But they purposely left you in your parents' house to do chores. See, that chores, now subjective leading. Many of us, we are running away from parents that don't have issues with your faith. Then also humility, meekness of heart, submitting to one another in the fear of God, submitting to spiritual authority, judging and proving all things. You know, all of these are truth parameters that will help us in bringing checks and balances. You know, and finally, there was something he said in closing last week, the place of murmuring and complaining when we are going through things. Murmuring and complaining, offense with authority, offense with the Lord, offense with brethren. Wasting leadings and dealing. No one of the things I always pray that I don't ever want to waste any leading and dealing. You know, that one is double tragedy. That you go through a process and you wasted it. Some of us, we wasted our singlehood murmuring and complaining on why you have not married. But you know that single rule and that estate is actually a subjection. That number of years that you are is a subjection. Not be you runner. But many of us, when you look at your single hood, though, you can just see the number of murmuring and complain. And then now you are married. You have wasted it. That means that lesson that you missed, they have to package it into your marriage. That's why some marriages cannot run because they are still sorting out single hood matter. Wholesomeness has not been sorted out. Is it married? They will now start solving the problem of wholesomeness. So you see that even the intention of marriage estate is delayed. Please, let's stop wasting dealings and leading. Anytime you are going through seasons of life, can you be aware? Don't go through season as if you are blind. Don't go through the season of pain. You know, sometimes some of us go through things and the only thing you are just murmuring, you are complaining, you are offended at God, offended at brethren, offended at pastor, and Moshe, bye. Mom, they didn't do this. They are not loving enough. They are not kinikon. But you have not known that. You see, that phase you are going through actually is for your sake. It's for your sake. May we be led out of ways, oh. May we have encounter. May we have a right judgment of the essence of leading and dealing of the Spirit. Can we begin to respond to God?
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akeyosi Yemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.